was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, running scared, laying low, seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la.
You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Let's Get Real with Marcy Brook. I'm going to start off the evening with Fresh Eyes by Andy Grammer, who I had the pleasure of watching in concert last night along with Gavin DeGraw and Rabel, who are both also equally talented. All three of these males, woo! Boy, such great voices and charisma and dancing and just artistic abilities. I highly recommend seeing them in concert if you have the opportunity. And if you don't listen to their music already, I'm going to introduce you to some of it tonight and you're going to be hooked. So I'm going to start off with Andy's newest song, Fresh Eyes.
And I've seen you before, I can't. My God, you're beautiful. It's like the first time when we open the door for we got used to usual. It might seem superficial, stereotypical, man. You dress up just a little and I'm like, oh, damn. So suddenly I'm in love with a stranger. I can't believe that she's mine. Now all I see is you. If I could bottle this up, bottle this up, I would. I would bottle this up, bottle this up, I would. 'Cause you're gorgeous in this moment. If I could bottle this up, I would. So suddenly I'm in love with a stranger. I can't believe that she's mine. Now all I see is you with fresh eyes, fresh eyes.
Wowza, how beautiful is his voice? And that is how he sounds in real life, right in front of you on a stage. Wow. So I'm going to play another song by Andy because he's just so great at singing. It's called Forever. And I knew this song before I saw him perform last night, but I didn't know what he was referring to in terms of forever. But he's actually writing, he actually wrote and he's singing about his wife and how she takes forever to get ready. He said they were somewhere at a hotel and he was waiting for her to get ready and she was just taking forever, and he was like, you know what, I'm not going to keep standing here, I might as well pick up my guitar and write a song. So he wrote about waiting for his wife to get ready. So here's Forever by Andy Grammer.
I don't know what you're doing there. Only so many ways you can change how light will hit your face, or how you can fix your hair. You only got two eyes, two lips, so why? You shouldn't really take long at all. But when you finally smile, you'll be. Now you'll be out of less than five. 'Cause we both know that the only way you will ever leave is if we set the whole place on fire. You already said you had a perfect dress, so why you gotta try more? No matter how wait a little.
Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore. You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, text, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council. So I hope you guys enjoyed Forever. I found it very funny and just beautiful. It's crazy how you can take such a, like a minimal situation and make it into a hit. Because this song, it's been a hit. And no one really knew it was about his wife taking forever to get her makeup on. It goes to show you can make music over everything. So up next, I'm going to play some Gavin DeGraw. I'm choosing to play Chariot. He did a great job last night performing every song he did. He was sick, and he warned us and told us he's sorry if he sucks. But honestly, you wouldn't even notice. That's how good he was. So here's Chariot by Gavin DeGraw.
And on the mother tree, I said to myself, we all lost touch. Your favorite fruit is chocolate-covered cherry and seedless watermelon. Oh, nothing from the ground is good enough. Body rise. Of the earth, the sun was just yellow energy. There is a living promised land, even over fields of sand. Seas just fill my mind and cover me.
beautiful. So who opened the show was Rabel. He's an upcoming artist. He has one single that you probably know just because, well, actually two. So him and Afrojack did 10 Feet Tall. And no one knows Rabel as being the one who wrote the lyrics in 10 Feet Tall by Afrojack, which I'll play later. But he wrote that song, and so he sang it rather than it being an Afrojack DJ kind of set song, which was really cool to hear and learn that he wrote that song. But his number one hit that so far he's known for that you've probably heard on the radio is 11 Blocks. And he talked about what 11 Blocks means. He moved to New York and he found out his ex-girlfriend of 3 years moved and lives now 11 blocks from him. And that's really close, he was saying, in New York. He's like, I don't want my ex living that close. And in between them was like a Whole Foods. And he was like, I don't want to go to Whole Foods and have to run into her. So he wrote a song about living way too close to his ex, 11 blocks exactly. So here's 11 Blocks by Rabel.
11 blocks from my door to your doorstep. 3 years later and it feels too close. I thought I broke the last of that breakdown the morning I sold your winter coat. It doesn't feel right when I'm grabbing a coffee, the same old spot but I'm on my own. I feel okay in the day but at nighttime, you know how I get when I'm alone. 'Cause my mind won't stop, it's just blocks from your door to this party. I caught myself counting on the way. And right when I stepped in the door to the party, I stepped outside to grab a smoke. You know how I get when I'm alone, no. 'Cause my mind won't stop, it's just for someone and I think I'm in love. Door to your doorstep. 3 years later and it feels too close. I'm clumsy.
clumsy. Yeah, my head's a mess, 'cause you got me growing taller every day. We're giants in a little man's world. My heart's pumping, I'm so big that it could burst. I'm trying so hard not to let it show, but you got me feeling like I'm stepping on buildings, cars and boats. You're safe here, no, these odds won't let you break. I put a sign in the clouds so they all know that we ain't ever coming down. I'm trying so hard not to let it show, but you got me feeling like I'm stepping on buildings, cars and boats. I swear I can touch the sky. Something from the dust. Been trying so hard not to let it show, but you got me feeling like I'm stepping on buildings, cars and boats. I swear I could touch the sky. Oh, I'm 10 feet tall.
So that was Rabel and Afrojack with 10 Feet Tall. I'm sure you know that song. So I wanted to talk about a video I watched today. It was a TED Talk by Kelly McGonigal. She is a health psychologist, and she talked about how to make stress your friend. And I highly recommend you watch this TED Talk. But basically what she said was that for so long as a health psychologist, she was telling people to avoid stress, to de-stress, get rid of it with whatever methods that she recommended. And then she realized she was doing it all wrong. And new research showed that stress was a good thing. And if you didn't have stress, you wouldn't be doing what you were doing. Stress gets you to do what you're meant to do. If you're stressed about an exam, you're going to study because you're worried about it. But she said it's all about how you think about your stress. And a large percentage of people who were highly stressed and they were worried about their stress killing them at the end of the day, actually did die earlier than those who were stressed but didn't see it as such a negative thing. They accepted the stress and they said, this is going to get me to the point that I need to get to, and stress is good. But when you tell, it's literally all about what you tell yourself. Because if you tell yourself, oh, I can't be stressed, like this is no good for my cortisol levels or whatever reasons, then it is going to, at the end of the day, be not very good for your mental health or your physical being. But if you tell yourself it's okay, then you're going to be okay. And she also talked about how we tell ourselves not to talk about our problems with others and reach out to others. But in the end of the day, it's really important that we do that. We avoid people because we're worried or because we think it's easier and we don't want to put our problems onto other people. But she said that studies have shown that it's really important that you reach out to others and get comfort. Because we're all stressed. And we're all going to get through. It's going to be okay. So up next, I'm going to play Honey, I'm Good by Andy Grammer.
Honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. I got somebody at home. It's been a long night here and a long night there. And these long, long legs are damn near everywhere. Hold up now, you look good. I will not lie. But if you ask where I'm staying tonight, I gotta be like, oh, baby, no, baby. You got me all wrong, baby. My baby's already got all of my love. So no, no, honey, I'm good. I can have another, but I probably should not. I got somebody at home, and if I stay, I might not leave alone. No, honey, I'm good. I can have another, but I probably should not. I gotta bid you adieu to another.
Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safe by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov, a public service announcement brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. So I really like that song, Honey, I'm Good. I think everyone, especially in college, you learn when you got to say, nope, I'm good, I can't drink anymore. Or you learn that you just can't drink at all, you don't like it. Either way, it's great. But Gavin DeGraw, I'm going to play another one of his songs. So this is definitely going to be like a Gavin versus Andy radio show today. And I hope you guys like that, because I do. So I'm going to play Not Over You next by Gavin. And I think that everyone can really resonate with that, because I'm sure at some point, even if you're married and happily married, there was a time where you broke up with someone or they broke up with you and you just weren't over them. And it just took some time. And that is totally normal, and it happens all the time. So here's Not Over You by Gavin DeGraw.
Dreams, that's where I have to go to see your beautiful face anymore. I stay of you and listen to the radio. Hope there's a conversation. We both admit we had it good, but until then it's alienation. I know that much is understood, and I realize if you ask me how I'm doing, I would say I'm doing just fine. I would lie.
Red bed that sort of kills you. Jesus saves on the bathroom wall where I saw your name. You're the best I ever had. I won't be the same. Night sky full of drones. This neighborhood of clones. I'm looking at the crowd. They're staring at their phones. They groom the coastline here, it's starting to disappear. And maybe once a year, I think I'll clean my car. I caught my reflection, I dropped the car. I've been medicated with cigarettes and alcohol. I got vertigo, no, I can't see straight. I got obligations, so I'm usually late. But you're the best I ever had. And I'm trying not to get. Hey, North Dakota, I think I love you, but don't even know ya. Hey, Massachusetts, hey, Minnesota, I think I love you, but don't even know ya. Hey, Carolina, hey, Oklahoma, I think I love you, but don't even know ya. Hey, Alabama, hey, California, I think I love you, but don't even know ya.
Yeah. if I'm chasing ghosts. Put my hand in the flame of a flickering lighter. Again and again, I was lucky just to find her. The city on fire.
Did you know that 17 million people will acquire a dog or cat within the next year, but there are still 2.7 million pets losing their lives in shelters? However, the percentage of pets in homes adopted from animal shelters and rescue groups has risen from 27% to 29% in the last 2 years. An encouraging statistic show that enthusiasm of shelter pets is down 10% since 2009. By adopting, you can make a difference in the life of a shelter pet. A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet, so be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. So, up next, I'm going to switch back over to Andy, and I'm going to play Keep Your Head Up, because you have to keep your head up no matter what. And I know with this great, beautiful, sunny weather, it's really easy to keep your head up. Also, I want to remind you all to put your phones away sometimes and be present in the moment, because I've realized that the phone addiction is a real thing, and our phones are not people. They're not going to bring us real comfort, and if you're on your phone, you're not being present and enjoying actual life. And what can you do on your phone anyways? You can check your email, you can go on Facebook, you can go on Instagram. You can basically just see what everyone else is doing. But you know what? Why don't you do that in person? Go talk to someone. Start a conversation with someone you don't normally talk to. I've been doing that lately, and I really enjoyed it. I like that better than being on my phone. So here's Keep Your Head Up by Andy Grammer.
Bills on my mindset, I can't deny it. Getting higher than my income. Income's breadcrumbs. I've been trying to survive. The glow that the sun gets right around sunset helps me to realize that this is just a journey. Drop your worries. You are gonna turn out fine. Oh, you turn out fine. Fine. Oh, you turn out fine. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. You gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. I know it's hard, know it's hard to remember sometimes. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. I got my hands in my pockets, kicking these rocks. It's kinda hard to watch this life go by. Buying into skeptics, skeptics mess with the confidence in my eyes. I'm seeing all the angles, thoughts get tangled. I start to compromise my life and my purpose. Is it all worth it? Am I gonna turn out fine? Oh, you turn out fine. Fine, oh, you turn out fine. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down. Your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. I know it's hard, know it's hard to remember sometimes, but you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. Only rainbows after rain, the sun will always come again, and it's a
circle, circling around again. It comes around again. I say only rainbows after rain. The sun will always come again. And it's a circle, circling around again. It comes around, but you gotta keep your head up. Oh, and you can let your head down.
Type of girl to remain with the guy too shy, too afraid to say he'll give his heart to you forever. I'm not the boy that will fall to his knees with the sans class type, begging, begging you please to stay with him for worse, for better. But I'm staring at you now, there's no one else around. I'm thinking you're the girl for me. I'm just saying it's fine by me if you never leave, and we can live like this forever. It's fine by me. In the past I would try hard to commit to a girl, wouldn't get too far. It always somehow seemed to fall apart. But with you, I could see what I need. I could dream realistically and knew that this was different.
To choose, and I choose you. I choose you. We can't give our two cents of how tall we want to be. We don't get an opinion on our ethnicity, but the one we spend our life with, that we get to choose. And I choose you. I choose you. I'm a
to make half human, half heaven. That decides the family tree. Now we all pick the branches that then become the roots. And I choose you. I choose you. Thank God it's in the rules that we get to choose. And I choose you.
You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Let's Get Real with Marcy, and I'm going to choose to end the night with a female. I hope you guys enjoyed the Andy Grammer and Gavin DeGraw music. But it's time for Corinne Bailey Ray to top off the evening with Put Your Records On, my old-time favorite.
Girl, put your records on. do. Girl, put your records on.